JackRyanField.com. And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field as we start the second half, 28-0, Hartley on top. Some of the numbers from the first 24 minutes, total offense, yikes. Hartley 315, 230 on the ground, 85 passing, Watterson 88, 2-2 rushing, the 6-6 passing, 16 first downs to 4, Hartley leads there. There were two turnovers by each squad. In the first half, Hartley one fumble, one interception, two interceptions on the Watterson side of things. Individually, Dixon, 12 carries, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Onaga, 5 for 89 and a score. Culver, 4 for 57. Also had two catches for 38 yards. On the other side, Andrews, 4 of 9 passing for 66 yards and a pick. Davis, 0 of 3 passing. And Costin had 8 carries for 15 yards. And we start the second half with a kick by Agresti that goes out of bounds. And it's 28-0. Onaga, 61-yard run. Dixon, 28-yard run. Blackman, a 14-yard run. And Cone, a 1-yard run. So, again, I really sensed in the first half they were putting together a tape for opponents in the postseason saying, look at all the weapons we have. That's why I said little trick play. Just kind of give the opponents in the postseason. Because think about this. Hartley now is going to be playing, you would think, on the road. Maybe they'd be 5-8. But then this is a road warrior team. The first 6 games of the season were on the road. But you always want to give them something to think about week 7 or week 8.
If there's ever a team built for the playoffs, it's these guys.
First down play from the 35-yard line. Costin, nothing to the right. Goes to the left inside and finds a gap inside. Then works it outside to the far hash out to around the 42-yard line. So a nice gain on the play by Adam Costin as he found that little gap on the left side, not on the right where he started the play. We'll pick up about 7 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 3.
Costin just did a nice job of just following his blockers, and they just kept walling down, and he just kept bouncing off them all the way across the formation to the left.
A guy that did have back-to-back 100-yard games in week 2 and 3 of the season. So it'll be 2nd and 3 from the 42. We're down to 11:25 left to go. Third quarter, Hartley controlling things 28-0, looking for one more score to get that continuous clock. And the handoff, Costin again. Not this time. I think Boffman had some friends there to help meet him at the 42-yard line.
He sure did.
That's Jordan Smith helping him out. 45 and 48 team up. As Boffman goes low, Smith goes high, and they knock him down right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd down and 3 from the 42. 10:55 and ticking, third quarter. Bishop Hartley looking to go 6-2 on the campaign. When you look at it right now, the Hawks are currently 7th in Division 4, Region 14.
And they should be okay because their divisor is 9 instead of 10. But
Costin looking for the 45. Second effort gets him to the 46, and he's got the first down as he falls forward to near the 47-yard line. So, again, strong, hard running early in the second half by Adam Costin will yield a first down for the Eagles.
Two good hard runs by Adam Costin that time, and both of them looked the same. I mean, he bounced down the backside of his offensive lineman and just found a hole and got the 2 or 3 yards he needed.
Next week, the Hawks, as we mentioned, play Lima Central Catholic. They are 1-6 on the season. Then they play the club team, Reigning Sports Academy. That does not count in the OHSAA ranking. So you mentioned the divisor of 9 instead.
Right, and they're not going to get any points really from Lima. So
Niederhoff in motion, wing, bottom to top, handoff. It goes to Costin, left side. Up to the 48-yard line, tries to squirt free, but he's wrapped up right there. So a short gain of a couple on the play, 2nd down and 8. And when you look at it, for Hartley, too, they'll be traveling. I mean, and we're not talking about 15 minutes away either.
No. They're going to make somebody pretty angry because they're a number one seed. It's going to be a 7 or 8, and it's going to make somebody really upset.
It's kind of like Steubenville sometimes when they're a lower seed.
Yeah, or you know, some of those Youngstown, Cardinal Mooney, or, you know,
Ursuline,
you know, they end up playing a brutal schedule and go 6-4 and then wipe out the rest of the state.
It'll be 2nd down and 8 from the 48, 9:33 left to go. Back to throw. Andrews looking along downfield, and a pass incomplete, looking for Bush, and getting a finger in there was Elijah Carter.
Elijah Carter got his head around at the last second, had perfect technique with the inside arm, and just tipped that ball away. That ball was on target. He needs to put a little more air under it. You know what I mean? The balls are too flat coming in.
And the Watterson reaction says it all. The guys with hands on hips at the end of the play, like,
yep.
Really?
Yep.
Give us a break, and we can't seem to get it.
They're not going to give you a break. You're going to have to earn your breaks against Hartley.
Andrews gets the play from Casey Calhoun.
For whom the bell tolls.
Lee?
I hope not.
Third down, and Val needs 8. Andrews rolls left, looks short side of the field, goes downfield, pass, intercepted but out of bounds. Caught out of bounds along the far side by Phillip Cole. They'll set up a fourth down scenario with the ball at the 48-yard line, and you would assume that Andrews will stay on to punt.
See, that was the waggle pattern where they ran the up and out. They ran the out and up, excuse me. And that was open earlier, but they ran it into the boundary, and there's no room over there to run that pattern.
Andrews at the 35, Manley at the 15, Cole far side at the 10. Good snap. Some pressure right up the gut there. And Cole accelerates and gets the ball on the run at the 18 across the 25-yard line. I didn't know if he was going to signal fair catch, but he's fearless right now until the first time he gets waylaid something like that.
He's going to get waylaid one of these times. He'll figure it out.
34 yards on the punt and 7 yards on the return for Phillip Cole. It'll be first and 10 for Bishop Hartley now. 9:12 left to go, and they'll spot the ball right at the 25-yard line.
I got a feeling we're going to see Phillip Cole doing what Cameron has done for 3 years. He's going to just take that mantle over and just be that guy that runs all those jet sweeps and rocket sweeps. And it's only a sophomore, just an itty-bitty.
From the 25-yard line, they hand it off, and they get the ball up to around the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. I'm contemplating here, as I think, I didn't see the ball carry on that play, because I'm looking at the record, Nick Onagon, the carry, of Brad Birchfield. He's 92-21 at the school. I'm going to say that's the same number of wins that old Coach Ryan had. So he could break that tie with Coach Ryan and surpass him with win number 93, I think.
I don't know.
Because Coach Ryan was here a long time, but he didn't have that many wins in football. Remember, he coached so many different sports.
Yep.
Head off Dixon, right up the middle. 30, 35, up to the 39-yard line. Coach Ryan was such a piece of work, especially in later years. And the story he tells about fighting to get new uniforms.
One of my favorite men I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, let alone working with and working for. Oh, my goodness. What a great man he was.
And I'll never forget. He goes, and I wanted new uniforms. And I told that Bishop, I said, hey, look, Bishop, we're getting those uniforms.
Hey, listen to me. He was still. It's like the old Naked City. There are 9 million Jack Ryan stories.
Oh, my goodness. It sounded like he chewed gravel constantly. First and 10 from the 39, but a heart you would not believe. Quick pop over the middle of the tight end. Hello. Dear Diary, the second pass completion. Larry just fell down. And it goes to Jordan Kirkbride. His second catch. He had one catch for 6 yards against Toledo Central Catholic. A little lofty pass across the middle. Garners good yardage all the way down to the 47-yard line.
Elizabeth, right. It's the big one. This is
staying alive.
Where's the defibrillator?
Ha, ha.
They threw to the tight end. That's incredible. When Birch hears us talking tonight, he's going to probably call me on the phone.
Gain of 14 to the 47 of Watterson. On the delay, it goes to the wing back, and that's Culver. Culver gets one, maybe two on the play, and that's it. You okay?
You know, it's funny. We laugh about that, but the reality is they have so many weapons. They just unleashed another one.
And that's what I'm talking about. This is a demo tape. Other schools are going to say, who do we cover?
This is a paid political advertisement that we're coming to get you. You don't want to finish second or first in this region.
Larry Wolf, treasurer. Second down and 8 from the 45-yard line. Dixon around the left side, down to the 40-yard line, maybe the 39. 7:20 and ticking. As Dixon with a nice gain already over the century mark in the first half. So it'll be a situation where they need just more than 2 yards. We'll spot the ball right at the 40-yard line. Third down. And almost three, we'll just call it. They need to touch the ball to the 37-yard line.
And let's not trivialize this march to the state tournament. I mean, they're going to play some great teams all the way through, but holy moly, these guys are something special.
Kirkbride is tight to the bottom. Blackman is the wingman. Backs offset. Second man through toss. It goes to Dixon. Oh, my gosh. He got collared around the throat and drugged down there right at the 39-yard line. Everybody just kind of went, ooh, and kind of grabbed their neck at the same time. Wow.
Nick Geisler, that looked like something from Longest Yard.
Or WWE.
I think I broke his neck. He grabbed him right up under the chin.
All right, Cruz.
As far as you know.
Thank you. Cruz! Fourth down and 3. They'll go for it from the 40. And Dixon on the toss sweep. He needed to get inside the 37-yard line. Needed to touch the ball there. Ooh! And the referee just watched the umpire get right in the noggin with the football. He got bonked.
Now, they've moved the football. Okay, they marked the first down. All right.
They marked the first down, but the umpire, when he got the football, moved forward and backward after being hit in the head by the football and marks it just inside the 37. So by the length of the football, they have enough for the first down. It'll be first and 10. Sticks aren't ready yet. Now they are. 6:15 left to go. Handoff, it goes to Onaga, the up man, gets it inside the 33. Quick hitter there, down to maybe the 32-yard line. You know, that's the one thing I wonder about, Larry. How are you an umpire in football and you don't get drilled on almost every play? Because you're right in the middle of the defense.
Because you step up. The play happens in front. You step up. You get away from those tight ends crossing all that. Sometimes they don't and they get picked off. But you watch it. The good umpires, they'll be about 7 or 8 yards deep and they'll step up on the snap.
I mean, the referees haven't made. They're like seven time zones removed behind the offense. On the little counter play that time, it looks like Blackman tried to get the wedge going there in front of him, pushed one of his blockers, but only got down to around the 30-yard line as he took it to the left side near hash. And they'll need a couple more yards from there. It'll be third down, and they'll need just about three. But seriously, you look at the umpire where he is right now.
Yep. Well, see, on the running plays, he'll stay deep, but on a pass play, he steps up to get away from all those big guys crossing in behind him because it's dangerous. That's probably the most dangerous place on the field.
And the back judge, of course, way back. He's about 20 yards behind the play. Third down and three from the 30. Dixon right up the gut and got inside the 28 to the 27. I think he needs about the length of a football or a half yard maybe with 5 minutes left to go in a rapidly played third quarter. Not a continuous clock, but we've already seen 7 minutes go off the clock here.
Well, Watterson kept it for a while, and now Hartley's keeping it for a while. So they've each had one possession, and we're down to under 5 minutes.
Fourth down and less than one. You look for the tight end here?
No.
Okay.
If they throw it to the tight end, I'm leaving.
Thank you. I wish they would have. Dixon gets the toss off the left side. Fighting 20, 15, gets away 10, 5. Marquette Dixon takes it in for the touchdown. After he got through the first wave of defenders, was able to take it into the end zone for the touchdown. He gets a second score on the night and his 19th on the campaign, and now we'll have a continuous clock. We're up to 34 to nothing.
It might have been more entertaining to watch a tight end pop pass because that was just sheer brute strength. He just shredded the defense. I think four or five guys had hands on him, and he just shredded them.
You know, he's not a Woodley or a Hickman, but he's got that same kind of power in a more compact package, although 6 feet and 215 is not tiny.
Yeah, he has loose hips, and what I mean by that is they just move. They just swivel. He's got powerful thighs, and he just runs downhill.
To make it 35 to nothing. And
you really don't want to meet him head on in the pole. You really don't.
And get the pressure off of Gresty because Larry's been applying it all night. The kick is up and it's good. Not as stylistic as the other ones, but by golly, wow. But it's now 35 nothing, 4:34 left to go in the third. We'll have the continuous clock when we come back on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Brian Baker back in the AM 820 studios. 28 to nothing. The score is at Walt Plank Field. LaSalle leads St. Charles. And Darby has a 10-6 lead over Kilbourne.
Now we're talking.
Are you feeling
now
better now?
Now we're talking.
And by the way, Dixon, 28 yards, aggressive to the PAT. 11 plays, 75 yards, 4:38 off the clock. Onaga now has 7 carries for 96 yards. Dixon, 18 for 179 and 2 scores.
We might not see him anymore.
And Larry is happy right now.
My Darby Burke boys are doing a good job here.
I just got a text from a listener, and on the return, the ball up across the 35-yard line.
What did I say now?
To the 38. No, I don't know who it is on the return. All they said to me was, I'm trying to remember who this number is.
Brought down by number 15, Anthony Whitten.
Oh, okay. That's my buddy Tom. He said, umpires have been hit too many times to have any sense.
Well,
football umpire.
As a former coach, I would probably agree that they didn't have any sense, too. I used to yell at them for killing the grass. Move around out there. You're killing the grass.
Did you get along well with officials, just out of curiosity?
I'll tell you what. I had a blast with most of the guys on my sideline. I had a blast.
I bet you were entertaining.
Well, they probably say it different, but I had fun. I didn't care when they had fun. I had a blast.
You're kind of like the Hank Stram of high school football.
Oh, Hank was an amateur.
Andrews rolling to the left, looking, tucking, keeping and getting across the line of scrimmage. Wow, solid contact. He goes out of bounds at the 43-yard line in front of his own bench, but pays the price for a nice gain on the play of about four, but took a double-team hit right there. They're actually going to mark him out at the 44, so it'll be second down and five from there.
That was Jack Boffman that laid that hit on him. I mean, Jack Boffman went from the middle of the field all the way to the sideline and did not get cheated. He got a hit on the quarterback.
So they need five more from the 44. 35-0 Hawks on top in this one. So now what is this? If five of their six will call this almost a victory, they will have had continuous clocks as a factor.
I think Marquette Dixon just put his helmet down, so
Culver put his helmet down too. Nader Hoff the back in motion to the bottom now. Andrews wants to throw, looking far side, and diving for it is Calhoun at the 32-yard line. Comes up short, and with 2:32 left to go, it'll be third down and five.
See, now one of the things about that pass, that's a one-man route, and it's a go route, or a fly pattern, or a fade, whatever you want to call it, and it's a low percentage pass. So, you know, a nice short underneath pattern, you know, could have gotten them their 5 yards. Now you got third and five. They're probably going to have to roll out and hit somebody in the flats here.
By the way, that was my buddy Tom, who's an official, who said that about umpires.
No.
Football, okay? That was not my opinion, nor the opinion or the views of the management.
No.
Or St. Gabriel Cup.
We have management.
You have a handler.
Probably.
On the out pattern, what a defensive play as they intend the pass for number 13, Harry Finnegan, and great pursuit and closing for the Hawks on the play.
Winston Amaka.
No, he was great to get there just in time to knock that down and set up a fourth and five.
Again, it was perfect defensive back technique. He got in his back pedal, he broke on the pattern, got the inside arm on it, had the backside arm wrapped around him. Perfect technique.
Punting situation now is Andrews with the punt's going to hit the 25 and be scooped up at the 20-yard line. Manley gets away from the first wave of attack, gets it across the 30-yard line, knocked out of bounds at around the 31 or the 32 by Holden Jones. A punt of 36 yards on the play for Andrews, and the return will take it some 12 yards with 1:15 left. I'm trying to think now. This is week 8, so 16 games. I think I've had continuous clock six times. You know, the irony of this is Reynoldsburg was leading Olentangy 51-24, mm-hmm. and they were driving. Mm-hmm. We talked about this in week 3.
Yep.
If Reynoldsburg would have put it away with one more touchdown,
game's over.
Yeah. We would not have seen the 52-51 comeback that took 5 hours and 15 minutes.
Quarterback, number 10, Connor Collins.
Collins now in a quarterback.
And that may be a playoff situation.
From the 33-yard line. In stride, the handoff top to bottom, out across the 35, out to the 37-yard line. A pickup of about four on the play. Is that time on the carry for the Hawks? It is Anthony Whitney.
Yep. See, this is great for the Hartley Hawk younger kids because they're getting some quality playing time against the Watterson first team. And they've got their first team line still in for Hartley, and the running backs get a chance to do some running here.
It's great, but I want to ask you a follow-up question. It may not be till the fourth quarter at this pace with the continuous clock. Hinoff goes to Cone. Actually, we'll have a second. There's a flag down as well, too. He got to the 40, and that's about it. But do you have your starters in prime shape, ready to go? They'll be somewhat rested, but are they ready for a full game in the postseason with the schedule that you have?
Absolutely they are. And the reason they are is because you're going to practice at a frenetic pace. The conditioning on Friday night is minimal. The conditioning Monday through Friday is maximal. So if you practice at a frenetic pace, you're going to be in shape. We never even ran sprints during the season because we didn't need to. We were going to practice at such a pace that guys would take themselves out and can grab a sub and put them in for them because they had to get water. You have to practice at such a frenetic pace that you don't have time to think.
Chop block is the call. They mark it off against the Hawks. That ends the third quarter. 35-0 after three. Here in the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Gannam Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Gannam Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Gannam Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GannamMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Gannam Medical, G-A-N-I-M-M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com.
Guys, they're through three down in Logan. It is 54-7. DeSales leads the Chieftains. And all LaSalle tonight over at Walt Plank Field, 35-0. They lead St. Charles.
And both of those games now with continuous clocks. Here, 35-0 after three. Total offense, Hartley, 496 yards. And it's going to sound weird, Larry, but it doesn't feel like 496. 397 rushing, 99 passing. Watterson, 106 yards, 40 on the ground, 66 passing. And by the way, I have a follow-up from my buddy Tom that mentions you in particular as he's listening to the game. And I'll tell you what he had to say in a second here. No, you can leave your ears open. Second down, and let's call it 19 with the ball at the 24-yard line for Connor Collins and company. He wants to throw. He looks.
Intermediate routes open.
Pass is complete across the 35-yard line all the way up to the 39. It's caught on the play by number 5, Elijah Carter. And I was checking the note at the same time. There's a follow-up. Listening to you guys driving between two games that he's watching right now, checking out the officials, Larry was a favorite of officials.
Yeah. I was on every dartboard in every official's closet.
Now, it still makes you a favorite, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
It says you were a favorite. It's from my buddy Tom.
Yeah.
Third down and three.
I'll have to pay Tom the money I owe him now, won't I?
Toss, near side, across the 40, up to the 45-yard line. That should be enough for the first down on the carry that time. Is Ben Denko. We saw him last week have a pretty good second half for the Hawks. And, you know, he's a guy that goes 5'10", 165, and he will be back next year. He's just a junior.
Well, the thing is, once you get this ball rolling, as long as you keep this ball rolling, you're going to get more kids coming in wanting to play football. It's kind of great for Hartley.
When you look at Connor Collins, this guy probably would be a starting quarterback anywhere but here.
Absolutely.
6'6 and over 220 pounds and a senior. Hands it off. And again, big number 11 getting the handoff. And Ben finding just a little room to squirm out to around the 46-yard line. So it'll be a short gain. We'll call it second down and nine. Already down to 10.5 left to go. So again, it'll be an extended version after this contest of the ever-popular AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by ThisWeekSports.com with Ryan and Lee and scores from all over the place.
I might have to call in just to make Lee's eyes go cross-eyed again.
Or uncross them,
or
right?
Uncross it, yeah.
There you go.
Cross it.
Second down and nine. He is my favorite. You got two of the most muscular guys in the world back in that studio. We're here with all these real athletes out here, and we got the real athletes on our team back there at the studio, and you and I, the scrawny guys here, as they take it off the right side, and a nice game by that guy who takes it around the right side, inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line before he's knocked down. Picks up 15 on the play. So first and 10 from the 41-yard line. And think about the multitude of weapons. You touched on it a little earlier for the Hawks that they can show another team.
Inside, outside, passing game, quarterback runs, reverses, tunnel screens.
On the counter play, it's Carter. Gets inside the 39-yard line. And then he was enveloped by a sea of scarlet and maroon and gold. And I lost his body at around the 39.
He got smurfed. He just disappeared. He looked like he was running down the basement steps here. He just got...
Two words, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So at the 39, a gain of 1 second down in 9:12 left to go. Fourth quarter, Hawks leading 35-0, looking to go 6-2 and make the Eagles 2-6.
This looks like a jet sweep or a rocket sweep.
Yep,
hand off in stride, trying to turn the corner and finding a gap inside the 40, 35. Johnson down the sideline, 20, 15, 10, and takes it in. Anthony Whitney, with the football. He takes it in for the score. Whitney goes some 39 yards for the touchdown and falls down after he leaves the end zone.
You know, it's kind of funny because I can sit up here and pretty much call the play, and everybody says, well, if you can call the play, why can't Watterson stop? Well, it's easy to sit up here. I have no reason to be wrong. You know what I mean? If I'm wrong and I guess wrong, it doesn't cost me anything. But out there, if you guess wrong.
Well, and the other thing is I've always said that football head coaches have the worst seat in the house.
Absolutely.
Do they not?
We can't see anything from down the sidelines, so we have to have good eyes in the box. And standing up here, it's pretty simple. I mean, it really is. It's pretty
John
simple.
Smith is upstairs. Bexley's undefeated. Chris Haar, for a couple seasons, was upstairs with Central Crossing. Mr. Agresti, with the pressure of Larry Wolf's massive weight on his shoulders right now to make it 42-0. Boffman to hold. There's the snap. Floats back. The kick. It is up.
Piece of cake.
It is good. And the streak continues. 42-0.
Butter.
8:33 left to go. Thank you very much, Mr. Butter. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
In that big battle of Pickering tonight, North has a 7-0 lead over Central right now. In a possible upset in the making, guys, Johnstown trails Licking Valley right now, 21-18.
Wow. Ooh. Bit of a surprise there. Pick North on top of Pick Central. I got Pick North in week number 10 at Gahanna. You think there's anything on the line there with Michael Lowry and former school, current school?
Probably everybody will go to the school play or something. Then we'll go to the game.
And a playoff spot perhaps on the line to Agresti with the honors. He addresses the ball. Hello, ball. Costin retreats to the 10. Lost the handle. Scoops it up at the 6. Up to the 15, Costin 20, 25, finds a gap 30, and brought down at the 34-yard line. Nice recovery. So he went back to get the football and found the seam on the left hash, the near side, and took it right up the middle and found a gain of about 28 on the play with 8 minutes left to go. Watterson gets the ball back under 8 minutes now as we're ticking down with that continuous clock and down 42-0. You go over the scores in this contest the last couple of years.
This is probably the most lopsided game in this series for Hartley.
Last year was 10-0 Hartley. 2 years ago, 42-14. 3 years ago, 35-14. 4 years ago, 28-14. Mm-hmm. All Hartley. And they'll keep it on the ground. And the running back lost his helmet at the 39-yard line. Falls forward to the 40 on the play.
Yeah, but they'll spot it back where he lost his helmet because the play becomes dead immediately.
That was Bowen. Fullback saying, who's got it? Where's my helmet? He's got to check out for a play, too.
Good news is his head wasn't in it.
He lost his helmet at the 37-yard line, so that's where they're going to mark the ball, not at the 40 where the play ended, as Larry mentioned. So put it there, and we'll call it a gain of about 3. It'll be second down and 7, 7:08 left. So they need a new fullback. Calhoun comes in with a play. Andrews, the quarterback.
Problem with getting your helmet ripped off is your ears go with it. I mean, those cheek pads just take your ears right with it. Just pulls right up. You look like Spock.
Seems a little illogical, but we'll find out. Second down and 7. Andrews rolling right. Guns. Pass is nearly picked off. Wow. Trying to anticipate that and jump the route. That was Winston Amankoa.
And I'm going to tell you what, he didn't try to anticipate. He did anticipate. The only thing he did was he forgot the ball. He dropped the ball, kind of went right through his hands. That was a pick six boomerang.
My Moncock came in and just probably by about 3 fingers missed making the pick there.
And here's a backup getting out there playing in prime time on Friday night and playing like he's, you know, he's the starter. And that's the secret. They're practicing against the best team in the state of Ohio, maybe, every day. And these backups are just going to get better and better and better.
Thomas Carney, a late guy to check into the secondary. Andrews rolls to his right, looking long downfield, throwing the pass is incomplete as two Hawk defenders knock each other off the football.
That's great defense, though. They both went for the ball, and they both collided with the football. And that was a great defense.
So now it'll be fourth down as we've approached the top of the hour. We'll remind you are listening to WBSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. It's Larry Wolf. I'm Randy Reinhardt alongside Scott Rex, our statistician and engineer extraordinaire. Greg Sivaldi back in the studio, Ryan Baker, and the dapper guru himself, Lee Cochran. Fourth down punting situation. Andrews boots. Hits inside the 35, inside the 30, and scooped up at the last minute. Look what I found. Thomas Carney decided to go after the football at the last minute. I thought he'd scoop it at the 30 if he was going to pick it up, but waited until it bounced inside the 25 and scooped it up and went to the far side and maybe picked up a couple yards. Mark it probably at the 25-yard line with 5:14 left to go, and the Hawks get it back.
Well, he didn't want the ball to keep rolling, so he did a good thing. He at least stopped the roll, but he could have taken it one bounce sooner, and maybe he saved himself a bruise or two.
Let's see who the quarterback is now.
The next one in line.
Now in a quarterback for the Hawks, number 34, Anthony Carfagna.
It's going to be Carfagna, Mr. 16, who's wearing 34. I'm just saying. From the 25.
Two too many numbers involved there. 25, 34. It sounds like a cadence.
It's a Chicago song. From the 25-yard line.
Ooh. 55 and 64.
And a whistle. It took too long to lay a game. Back judge held his hand up at 5 and never saw it, never got the snap off in time. Mr. Lockwood says march it back 5 and we'll have it at the 20-yard line. It'll be 1st and 15 and the clock continues to motor downward. 4.5 left to go in regulation.
If they do this right, they can run off the clock and never snap the ball. Just a thought.
Now that's interesting math. I want another pass right now if I can to Kirkbride. 1st and 15. And nothing there. They try to take it around the right side and great penetration by the Watterson defense to knock down the ball carrier back inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Danko on the carry there. He's getting a few carries in the second half the last couple of weeks.
Now you're going to see Watterson making their substitutions too, and they're putting in their second teamers. That's kind of nice because you hate to see your little kids get beat up by the varsity kids, and that's good for Watterson.
Although I see a lot of first teamers still in there. Bush is still in there. Best is still in there.
Secondary guys, yeah.
Off the left side, and again, this is just scrum central, folks, here in the last couple of plays. There's about 16 or 17 bodies get together with running backs that do not have any traits that you've seen in the past and guys that haven't had a chance to carry the ball very much.
Most of these kids for Hartley are JV or freshman players, and again, it's so sweet for a young kid to get a chance to play on Friday night under the lights.
Mason Sawyer on the carry that time, the freshman, with 3:22 left to go. It's going to be 3rd down and 15 from back at the 20-yard line.
Toss sweep.
Garfania on a long count. Off the right side, little gap up to the 24-yard line, and that's it. As they will set up a 4th down situation. It's that time on the carry. It's number 44 for the Hawks, and that's Angelo Evans, 5'10", 165, and a freshman. You're looking at the future of the Hawks. And 4th down, Garfania will stay in to punt the ball.
Well, now this could be a fire drill here because you've got your backups in, and, you know, you hope you have a long snapper who can get it back there. And
back to punt for the Hawks. Number 34, Anthony Carbagna.
And rugby style, the punt's blocked. Blocked by Watterson and scooped up. They've got the ball at the 11-yard line. Putt is blocked and scooped up by the same person, Kyle Simmons, 6'3", 260, and a junior, one of the guys that sees time in the offensive line. He blocks it, and he gets it, Larry, and you mentioned it could be interesting, and it was, and Watterson gets it back with a chance to now score now with 2:27 left.
And again, I know the purists are saying, well, you don't want to give up the shutout. Who cares? I mean, these are young kids, and they're getting a chance to play. Heck with the score. Let's play football, and they give up a score, they give up a score. And if you didn't score against the first team, and it's still a shutout. You know, at the college level, they consider these shutouts, even if you score against the second team, because it's really merciful to put them in.
Blaine Berenger in there as a linebacker for Bishop Hartley from the 11-yard line, first down and 10 for Watterson. Andrews hands it off. It goes to Costin, so they still have starters in there. He's inside the 5, down to around the 4-yard line before he's knocked down on the play, picks up almost 7. On that first down play, hit made for the Hawks by number 33, Andrew Heinmiller.
There's a whole bunch of young bumblebees down here on the Hartley sideline just looking like they're waiting to go in mass. And all the coaches are trying to get their guys in the game for a play or two or three. And
Matt Birchfield has not stopped coaching them up.
No. Why would you? This is fun. You're coaching your young kids. This is fun. You know the game is done. You know you're going to win this thing, and now you're just coaching the young kids.
Since Gilliland back in there. Second down and 3 from the 4-yard line. And we have whistles and hankies with 1:27 left. And it's a false start on the offense. Now remember, it's a continuous clock here. Yep. So they have to have a little sense of urgency if they want to try to score before this game hits 0.
And you know Watterson wants to score. I mean, they don't want to be blanked, and I get that.
False start, Bishop Watterson.
It'll be 2 straight years if they don't score. In the prior 3 years, they scored 14, 14, and 14. 58 seconds left to go. Calhoun checks in. He goes to the bottom of the set. Michael Troutman is now wide at the top. Constant is the deep back from the eye. Andrews, a fade in the corner for Calhoun. Double coverage there. Knocked up in the air, and Calhoun had a chance to catch the ball, and there's a flag on the play at the 2-yard line.
Pass interference on the defense, I think, or holding. It's one of them.
On the defense, it's pass interference.
Well, there were four Hartley defenders on the fade route in the corner of the end zone.
I think Watterson's going to take a timeout, Larry, too. Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't think they were ready to give up on that play.
Well, let's pause for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Olentangy Liberty has just taken a 31-0 lead over Olentangy, and New Albany has a 27-0 lead over Big Walnut.
And here we have 28.9 seconds left to go. 42-0. Bishop Hartley going to win this game. And our Martin J. Mitchell Insurance Good Hands Player of the Game will be Marquette Dixon. 18 carries, 179 yards, and two touchdowns. Andrews from the gun, rolling on a second down and three from the four. Pass complete to Kassin, and he's knocked down at the five-yard line. And did I see more laundry tossed onto the field, or do I see a timeout? We'll wait and see. Watterson's going to burn another timeout. They are deciding that they want to try to score with 21.5 left to go, so they burn their second timeout. Again, we mentioned it. Marquette Dixon gets the award, courtesy of Martin J. Mitchell. Martin's a former linebacker and understands how being in the right place at the right time is essential. Let him make sure you're ready for any emergency. You have two locations, including 3816 Fishinger Boulevard in Hilliard at 614-529-4259. 614-529-4259 is the phone number to call. And don't forget, after the game, it is the much ballyhooed AMA 20 scoreboard show presented by thisweeksports.com. Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran have all the scores from all the leagues. The City League, the OCC, of course the CCL, the Licking County League and the Mid-State League. It's the AMA 20 scoreboard show after the game only on AMA 20 and stgabrielradio.com. So think about that the next couple weeks, because we'll do playoff action as well too. If you can't be near your radio, go to stgabrielradio.com and get that TuneIn Radio app as well too. Third down and six from the 7-yard line. And a jump ball in the corner of the end zone. Pass incomplete. Good coverage on the play. It was intended in the corner of the end zone for Perry Finnegan. And Watterson's going to burn another timeout with 15 seconds left to go. They have decided we're going to do everything we can to score. And Brad Birchfield is coaching up that defense, second teamers and all, trying to make sure that they can kind of shut this down and preserve the shutout. So, next week, interesting matchup, St. Charles and DeSales. Will be a unique scenario as Bob Jacoby goes back to his old school to coach for the first time. And let's go back to the studios for a second. Lee and Ryan are back there. Guys, your thoughts about what's taking place tonight or next week?
Well, I think the big thing tonight is that showdown. You know, there's five great games tonight, and they've all been pretty close. But the one sticking out a little bit right now is Bradley beating Jerome. I'm a little bit surprised by that, and the way that Pickerington North is handling Pickerington Central. That's 7-0.
Yeah, not a whole lot of offense there. Pickerington North, you mentioned, scoring a lot more than that normally per contest. And yeah, the Tigers always seem to find a way to win, though, Lee. So we'll see what happens in that matchup. And then I mentioned, too, in Week 10, I got Pick North, Gahanna in Week number 10. That should be interesting. And by the way, Week 10 on AMA 20, we have Northwest against St. Charles. So we'll see the cards twice in the last 2 weeks. Andrews on a fourth down play. Rolls to his right, throws it, pass into the end zone for the touchdown. And they score with under 10 seconds left to go as he finds Nick Bowen in the corner for the touchdown. And they kept the clock going for some extra time. And they're going to want to reset the clock, I think, to probably about 10 seconds. Because once the score took place, that's when you have to stop the clock. So we'll see what they're going to do. Right now it reads 3.9, but they want to reset the clock. Although it's really a moot point now, as slamming is going to come in for the extra points. The shutout is averted by the Eagles. They get on the board to make it 42-6. And the holder is Will Davis. I would think Holden Jones would be the holder. It would be an appropriate name. And we have whistle and flags. And I think we had encroachment on the defense. We had a couple guys on the outside on the left and the right side for the Hawks that violated the neutral zone early. So have the option of moving the ball down to the 1.5. And if you do, do you go for one still, or perhaps do you opt to go for the two-point conversion? Or maybe just decline it. In fact, that's what the Eagles will do. They'll decline it, keep it right at the 3-yard line, and try one more time for that extra point. And you know that in the post game, Brad Birchfield will say, yeah, there's still some things we can work on. But you've got to think that they created a time capsule game for the opponents to look at with all the different weapons they shoot through the game. Lamming again with an attempt for the PAT. It is up, and it is good. 42-7, and again, they reset the clock now to 10 seconds left to go in this one. Larry Wolf is down along the sidelines, meandering near the 28-yard line. Set the scene down there, sir, if you will.
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a happy bunch of Hawks down here, and, you know, they gave up a touchdown, but they're not really that disappointed about giving up the touchdown. Obviously, they like to have the shutout, but it was Watterson scoring against their second team, and those kids deserve to be out there and play, too. So what the heck? It's 42-7, and I'm sure Virgie's going to have something to say like, hey, we can still get better, and this is not our best game yet. And you know what? It's probably not their best game yet, but they're going to keep marching on, and this is a strong Hartley team, and they've got weapons everywhere.
What's Woody Underwood doing? He's just kind of staring at you while you were talking there, the assistant coach, the former Reynoldsburg quarterback.
Look, Woody doesn't have any friends either. I mean, he's coached long enough to make everybody an enemy, just like me. So we just hang out with each other, keep the flies off each other. It works out well. I'm down here with Timmy Rathburn or Wooten. I mean, heck, nobody likes us.
Wooten is the Guy Lewis of high school football,
right,
with that towel,
right,
that is permanently adhered to his,
yeah,
neck.
He's got nine years of game plan stuck in his back pocket. And he just pulls them out. It's just whatever happens to be appropriate.
I think that's his stock portfolio,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Probably has more stock than all of us.
Lamming with the squib onside kick, and it's covered by the Hawks with 6.4 left to go, and the clock's going to just dwindle down to the empty set, and that will do it as the Hawks get the victory 42-7 in this one. Did you have a final comment, Larry?
Yeah, I'm supposed to give a shout out to the fans in Atlanta. I don't know what that means, but the fans in Atlanta, both of them are listening tonight, I hope. And,
all right, thank you, Woody. With that being said, we're going to pause on the other side. Larry will talk to Brad Birchfield, the head coach of the Hartley Hawks. As they get the victory, they go to 6-2. Watterson falls to 2-6. 42-7, the final here. Jack Ryan Field. Postgame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 811029 and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
And welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. The Hawks get the victory over the Eagles, 42-7 the final. And Larry Wolf is standing by with what I assume is a happy head coach of Bishop Hartley.
Well, if he's not happy tonight, he ought to be, because it's 42-7. It's total domination by the Hawks. Inside, outside, passing game, running game. It was whatever you wanted to do tonight. It looked like you were putting on tape everything you wanted everybody to see for the rest of the year.
We still got some more. I mean, we haven't used these fake punts that we're ready for. We didn't think tonight was the time. We haven't onsided as much as we usually do. So there's still stuff that we're intending to use that we haven't. The best part is, like I said, we're getting better, but we're not there yet. I mean, we still need to take care of the ball and crucial penalties, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Well, you look like they wanted, it looked like Watterson wanted to take away your inside running game. They tilted everybody inside, and so you just went outside for a while, and that softened them up, and the game was really out of shape early and often.
That's really what St. Charles did. I think they called it the grab and drag, I heard, where they just wanted to grab defensive offensive linemen, and we scored more points on St. Charles than anybody had this year, so I don't know why that was successful, but if people want to emulate it, I think we've got to have answers, and I think we did.
Well, we're going to congratulate your great running back tonight. Again, Marquette Dixon is our... Oh, he's a wonderful player. Let's talk about Marquette's performance.
Angry, physical, fast. I mean, he's a...
Downhill.
He's a great player. And a lot of speed, too. We lose sight of that. He's a great player. And I say this every week about him. He just works his behind off to get where he is. We asked him to do a lot in the offseason, and he did it.
Well, he is our Martin J. Mitchell Good Hands Player of the Game again. And hopefully he'll get a few more of those this year as we see you in the playoffs. Good luck to you, Brad, and the Hartley Hawks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry and Brad, as the Hawks cruise to a 35-point margin here, 42-7. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers from this contest. And don't forget, just around the corner, it is the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan and Lee standing by with all the scores. 42-7 the final. One more break, and then we'll come back to Jack Ryan Field here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people. With the highest levels of skill, training, and experience. And why we invest in the best equipment. From life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live. Work. Play. Love. Mount Carmel. Because of you.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Welcome back to Jack Ryan Field. The man with 4.4 speed is back up in the press box, man. And I say that because I mean 4 hours and 4 minutes, but he's back upstairs. Larry Wolf, Randy Reinhart, glad to have you aboard. Bishop Hartley, the win tonight over Watterson, 42-7, as we peruse the numbers here. Hartley, first of all, scored in every quarter. Watterson scored in the winning moments of the game. Total offense, Bishop Hartley, 579 yards, 464 on the ground. 13 guys carried the ball, 115 passing for them. Watterson's 120 breaks down 50 rushing, 70 passing in this contest.
The 579 is really a misnomer because we had a running clock the second half, and they played their entire JVs the whole fourth quarter. That could have easily been 700 yards. I mean, it was that dominating of a performance for the Hartley offense. It's tremendous weaponry, man. I'm telling you, this is exciting to watch.
Let's think about this now. Onaga scored, Dixon scored, Blackman scored, Cone scored. Whitney scored for the Hawks. So they had, what, five different guys score their six touchdowns.
Yep.
And Andrews with a five-yard pass to Bowen late there to get on the board for the Eagles. Individual stats, Dixon 18 for 179 and two touchdowns. He did that one about two and a half quarters.
Yep.
Onaga 7 for 96 and a touchdown. He did that in two quarters. Culver, five rushes, 58 yards, two catches for 38. Ruby was 7 of 9 passing for 99 yards. On the other side, Watterson, Andrews 6 of 18 passing, 70 yards, a touchdown and a pick. And Constant had 13 carries for 35 yards.
If Ruby goes 7 of 9 passing for 99 yards, this team may be unstoppable. Just simply because you can't defend all of those weapons. It was very impressive by Hartley, and they're getting better. And that's a scary thought. They are just getting better.
Couldn't you say the same thing of Cole Silvestri then, too, with the Sales, if he can go 7 of 9 passing?
Absolutely, because they don't have to throw. This is a, they do with all their multiplicity all the things that a short passing game does. They can do it with their jets and their rockets and all that stuff. They don't need to throw the ball 20 times a game. But by simply throwing it 9 and being successful, 7 out of 9 for 99 yards, there's no way to stop that offense. Unless you have the exact same kind of team. And there aren't many of those teams out there in Division 5 football.
So if you're Brad Birchfield, how do you approach the last two games of the regular season?
You keep working on the little things. It's the timing of everything. It's the, you know, are we getting downfield? Are we doing the things? Is this a championship caliber performance, or is this just a winning performance? You know, one's winning, but one's championship. They're looking for a deep run in the playoffs, and they're not going to get there just playing good football. They have to play great football.
And sir, are you available next week to meet me at DeSales High School?
I think I can do that. They usually feed us up there pretty well, so
I think we can
do that.
Thank you. So you're all in it for the food.
I'm in
right?
it for the food. Absolutely.
Right.
Look at
wow.
the, look at the company. I mean, yeah, it's not bad here at Hartley either. We had some good old pizzas. And
did you bring food today?
I did, but I'm going to keep it. It was sitting right back there, and nobody took it, so I'm just going to. Yeah, it's
okay.
over there. So I'll just bring it.
That's how
I'll
it
take
goes.
It home and keep it.
So we'll eat it in a week. But anyway.
No, I'll get something different.
All right. Thank you very much. It'll be St. Charles and DeSales next week. We'll have it all starting with a preview show at 6 o'clock. Don't forget, in mere moments, it is the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com. Ryan and Lee standing by with all the scores and the coaches and great interviews up until 11 o'clock. Sir, talk to you next week.
I'll be there.
42-7, the final score. Again, we say thank you for listening. Join us again next week. The Scoreboard Show is next. I'm Randy Reinhart for Larry Wolf and Scott Rex and Greg Sivaldi. Good night, and God bless from Jack Ryan Field.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week has been brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Join us again next week as the CCL Silver is on the line when St. Charles heads to DeSales. The coverage beginning at 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Get all the area scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.